Magic isn't what you think it is. Forget crystal balls and pointy hats. Peter Carroll's Liber Null and Psychonaut presents magic as a practical science of consciousness manipulation and probability engineering. This revolutionary work strips away centuries of mystical window dressing to reveal magic's bare mechanics, altered states of consciousness that bypass the rational mind to directly affect reality. Since its publication in the 1970s, this groundbreaking text has sparked the chaos magic movement, a postmodern approach treating magical systems as psychological tools rather than religious dogmas. Unlike traditional occult texts shrouded in mystery, Carroll's approach makes magic accessible to skeptical modern minds by blending cutting-edge physics with ancient shamanic techniques. In a world increasingly recognizing materialism's limitations, chaos magic offers a third path between both religious superstition and scientific reductionism, one where consciousness itself becomes the primary tool for reshaping reality. The journey begins with systematic mind training. Before attempting magical work, practitioners must master four disciplines: motionlessness, remaining completely still without blinking for up to an hour; breath control, mastering rhythmic patterns; thought suppression, maintaining mental silence; and concentration, focusing intensely on meaningless objects or sounds. These exercises develop the ability to enter gnosis, the altered state where magic happens. Gnosis can be achieved through two pathways: the inhibitory mode, progressively silencing the mind until only a single focus remains, or the excitatory mode, raising mental excitement while maintaining concentration. Both create the one-pointed consciousness where magical intentions bypass rational filtering. Carroll's approach is revolutionary in its ruthless practicality. The magical diary becomes essential, recording practices and results with scientific precision. This empirical approach distinguishes chaos magic from faith-based systems. Results matter more than beliefs. As Carroll states, magic causes change in conformity with will, which becomes effective only when the mind is focused without interference. This principle makes chaos magic adaptable while maintaining effectiveness. Carroll presents white and black magic not as moral opposites, but as complementary approaches. White magic pursues wisdom and faith in the universe, while black magic seeks power and faith in oneself. He warns that merely collecting secondhand knowledge leads nowhere. White magic explores chaos, kia, formless consciousness, and how our minds perceive phenomena in pairs through the twin functions of will and perception. Its practices include evocation, creating magical entities, invocation, assuming qualities of gods, and liberation, expanding possibilities through iconoclasm and bioaestheticism. Black magic focuses on magical power as the heaven-hell of the now, accepting all aspects of existence beyond conventional morality. It employs sorcery, development of the astral double, and sexual magic techniques. Magic works by manipulating probability at moments of uncertainty. Carroll explains that influencing events at their inception is infinitely easier than disrupting established patterns. This requires accessing the etheric realm, a probabilistic medium through which chaos manifests as material reality. Sigil magic, chaos magic's distinctive contribution, involves creating abstract symbols from written desires and charging them during moments of gnosis when the conscious mind is bypassed. Carroll uniquely integrates traditional magical concepts with modern scientific theories of probability, morphic fields, and higher dimensionality. Carroll frames magic as an extension of human consciousness rather than an external force. The mind functions across five states: gnosis, awareness, robotic, dreaming, and unconsciousness, each offering different magical possibilities. Magical training develops the ability to access the dream level, examine robotic behaviors, control awareness, and master gnosis. The psychic sensor represents a critical psychological mechanism that filters perception to maintain ordinary reality. When confronted with truly magical events, people typically fail to notice them or become physically ill if forced to acknowledge them. This sensor blocks telepathic communication, blinds us to prescience, and diminishes awareness of significant coincidences. Not maliciously, but because ordinary existence would be impossible without such filtering. Carroll rejects the common occult concept of a higher self. He argues no permanent sovereign self exists within us. Our identity is merely assembled from birth circumstances and subsequent experiences. The only aspect beyond this temporary psychological structure is Kia, the formless void center of consciousness that provides a sense of meaning when we experience or will anything. Carroll's system, despite incorporating quantum physics and chaos theory, represents a return to humanity's oldest magical traditions, animism and shamanism. These primordial practices, dating back tens of thousands of years, form the foundation of spiritual understanding across all inhabited continents. Shamanism centers on an otherworld dimension, containing powers and entities that affect our reality. Shamans journey through this dimension in ecstatic trance states to gain knowledge, heal sickness, attack enemies, or locate game. Initiations involve otherworld journeys, spirit encounters, and symbolic death-rebirth experiences, where initiates are dismembered and reassembled with an additional part representing their etheric power. Carroll traces magical consciousness through four eons: the animistic/shamanic, direct spiritual experience; pagan, pantheons of gods; monotheistic, single deity systems; and atheistic, scientific materialism. He prophesies a fifth eon synthesizing ancient wisdom with modern understanding, a higher form returned to first eon consciousness, where psychic powers and magical practices will increasingly address humanity's problems. Perhaps Carroll's most radical contribution is his approach to belief itself. Rather than requiring fixed beliefs, chaos magic treats belief systems as tools to be adopted or discarded as needed. This represents a fundamental break from both religious and scientific paradigms, which typically demand consistent worldviews. Carroll introduces random belief as a magical exercise, presenting various stages in the belief cycle to try for a week, month, or year, including paganism, monotheism, atheism, nihilism, and chaosism. This approach recognizes that the universe tends to confirm whatever paradigm one chooses to live within. We exist in an observer-created reality. The magician rejects the spirit-matter gulf, seeing both as part of the same continuum from ineffable chaos through subtle ethers to the material world. All knowledge and enlightenment is valuable for its own sake, and the only abhorrent thing is failing to engage with some aspect of existence. In a world dominated by rigid ideologies, chaos magic offers a radical alternative, a path of personal sovereignty and direct engagement with reality's malleable nature. Carroll's system provides a practical framework for developing extraordinary abilities and reshaping your experience. What if reality responds more to consciousness than we believe? What if the barriers between imagination and manifestation are largely self-imposed? Through disciplined practice and systematic experimentation, you can discover that consciousness itself is the primary creative force in your universe. Don't accept others' definitions of what's possible. Take Carroll's tools and test them yourself. Keep what works, discard what doesn't. In chaos magic, results matter more than dogma. The universe awaits your conscious participation as an active creator in the dance of probability and possibility. Your only real limitation is your willingness to experiment with the extraordinary capacities of your consciousness.